fucking shit.
Oh, he's
still oh, he killed the bottle. Yo.
It's like, bro, I'm fucking retarded, dog. Like, with the stagger, I'm dumb.
What a cunt the fuck are you doing, man? Like, oh, yeah, dude should be fucking litty too. That's the boy Antweezy, my boy. Shout out the boy Antoine. Hey,
Dole. Smoking fat ass motherfucking bolios.
With that, I don't know what better way to start this bitch. What's Cuddy family? Welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, of course. I'm trying not to cough from the head. You can't hear me talk. Back at it again this time, another week. The boy G is still taking care of official Tony Talks and LMNG business elsewhere, so you know the man a little occupado at the moment. But once again, I felt this is another great opportunity to bring about another installment of A Tale of Two Tonys with the man, the myth, the legend. Of course, you heard this man's voice. He just took a fatty hit. You need to clear that bong a little bit right now, too.
You're right.
You're right. Hold up. Hold up. Yes, sirski. The boy Tony Galindo.
Was happening though.
Yeah, remember, keep it close, son. Like you, MC, about
was
to spit that.
Happening. Like if I'm about to spit on something.
Dank ass bar. Also, try to get on the top of the mic too. Top of the mic is a sweet spot. It's like the clit of the mic. That's where all the action is stimulation.
The little hoodie.
The little hoodie in the babooty. But yeah, smoking fat doinks once again in our usual central command, an undisclosed looking
Bruce Wayne's layout.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's lair up in this bitch's Batcave 2.0 in this motherfucker, but we decided to come at you another week. We got bongs. We got motherfucking drink skis. I got the boy, I got the boy Tony on motherfucking soju.
And OG Giro, my boy.
And OG Giro, son. Got you that white grape soju, which is damn. You had the white grape? Yeah, white grape smacks.
You know which one's my shit, though?
What?
My shit? The original one, the red label one?
Oh, the red label?
The 20% one?
Shit. Oh, but that's like throwback. Yeah, that's
that,
like, yeah.
That one, bro. That.
The special red cap one? Oh, no, that shit will send you to the shadow realm, my boy.
I like going to the little Tokyo Japanese market, the village.
Yeah. Probably. Oh, yeah, Tokyo Village.
And now, if it's cold, it's $3.99. If it's warm, it's $2.99.
The fuck out of here. That so, it charge you $1
bro,
just to keep it cold?
A whole six pack, it's like $20.
Oh, yeah.
Bomb shit, my boy.
A six pack, you can get six of your homies, each of you with 20, a bottle. By the time your head change, you got the buzz going, your face getting a little red. Next thing you know, you start getting a little confidence, talk to the bitches, bro. And then next thing you know, say less, my boy. It's
next
on.
Next thing you know, my boy.
In that coochie, making it queef like a motherfucking spring morning meadow, son. But anyways, middle of the week, hump week. Well, hump day, not hump week.
Hump day.
Not hump week, because hump week is if you fuck Monday through Saturday. Not on Sunday, because that's the Lord's day. You feel me? You were an altar boy, huh?
Yeah, bro.
I know, that's crazy, bro. You one of the craziest fools I've ever fucking met in my life, and somehow you used to be an altar boy.
For 6 years, I was an altar
six
boy.
6 fucking years an altar
yeah,
boy, son.
I was an
did
altar
the priest
boy?
Touch you or not?
Nah.
Didn't even get close,
I
huh?
didn't even know fools that got touched, okay? Like, all that touching story wasn't until, like, months later that I got out of the church, okay? I even heard that some of the Boy Scouts, like, the mentors and shit, that came to light too, bro.
Damn.
Some dirty shit.
You give me greens?
Greenies, though.
Oh, fuck. Well, okay, fine. Well, I'll take this hit. You tell the people about your... time as an altar boy. Give us the good,
yeah,
give us the
bro.
Bad.
That shit's a trip, bro. So I was in the, I joined the church, bro, because I was after this girl. You know, like, I was like, oh, maybe, like, if I go to the
same. Same reason my ass is in the church.
Say, like, I was like, you know, maybe if I go to the same church as her, you know, she'll probably get to notice me. Like, she was part of this, like, teen group. Like, it was, like, five of us, six of us. And this one fool, damn, this is a trip, bro. This one fool that ran it, his name is Guillermo Alonso. And right now, as we speak...
Del Toro?
Right now, as we speak, bro, that fool's, like, he's a father. Like, he's in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. He's a seminarian. He's,
oh, so he's not daddy. He's legit father.
He's your daddy's dad, bro. That fool's like, you know, he wants to be a, I think he wants to be a priest, like legit, you know? Crazy shit, how time flies, bro. And, you know, I was just trying to join it because of the girl, you know? But eventually, like, with this youth group, we would do retreats, like Big Bear and shit. It's a whole community, bro. It's called, the group was called Prevención y Rescate. Damn, I still remember that. That was a trip. Dude, this shit's great. It was like a 12 steps program.
Ahora estás puro hierbo y escante.
No. Listen, bro. I was a teenager, like part of a 12 steps group, and I had, like, I haven't even done drugs, you know? Like, once in a while, or like here and there at parties would do them, but I wasn't like a drug user like that, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, the girl that I was getting at and a couple of homies of mine that were part of the youth group, they were in the toss-ups group because of, like, coke addiction, too much weed. There was a few drunks in there, like... I was just vibing, bro. I was literally, like, in a crowd, just, like, you know, not having anything.
Yo, I ain't no fucking degenerates.
You know? It was crazy. And then, like, as months passed by and I started going to, like, church on Sunday, you know, all that shit, and I started getting like
Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday.
Started getting fucking like, you know, his blood and his body, you know, like I'd walk down and shit. Like, I don't know, bro, like I just felt like there was something in me saying, hey, like should I get more involved or what? And yeah, I decided to become
was that the Lord?
I don't know what the fuck it was.
What'd you drop?
It was my phone. It was probably the Lord. It was probably the Lord down there. I don't know who the fuck it was, bro, but...
The Lord down there? What the fuck? Lucifer was like, join them.
I was like, you know, corrupt, I was like, fuck it. The inside. And the church was called, it's called Asuncion. It's like right across El Tepeyac, right there in Boyle Heights. El Tepeyac, you can't go wrong with that shit, bro. And yeah, dude, like, fucking... It's crazy to like, realize, like, back in the days, like, I was an altar boy, like, you know, holding the cross right next to the Father. Bro, there was times where, like, I did it so many times. There was times where I would, like, just hear the Father, like, talk his verses, you know, his Bible verses and whatnot. And I literally, like have heard it so many times that I would, like, just in my mind be like, oh, da-da-da-da, you know, like, I've heard this before, you know? Like, I was learning a lot about the Bible and everything. But... Like, I guess, like, to make it short, like, I guess what throughout the years what got me, like, thinking more, like, freely, you know, more about, more for myself, you know, and not letting others, like, persuade or not letting any organization, like, persuade how I was thinking. You know, I started reading more books, becoming more conscious and all that. I started doing activism and I was like, you know,
I started doing acid. I found myself.
I was like, you know what, dude, like the church, like any religion, bro. Yeah, like I respect it because it's like an individual's choice to have a backbone in their life, you know. You can't disrespect someone's beliefs, but what I didn't like, bro, and what I noticed a lot is that, like, you know, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, like all of these religious groups, like, if you think about it, if you really critically think about it and not just be like, oh, you know, oh, this guy's just talking
Look
shit.
Look at it closely.
This guy's just talking shit, you know, because he doesn't like religion. This and that. It's not even about that, bro. I'm literally just saying, like, if you really think about it, like, there's someone telling you, oh, you can't do this or this because you're going to go to hell or you're going to go to heaven. Like, I feel like you live heaven or hell.
Heaven
while
or hell. I feel
like you live that while you're alive, bro. While you're alive, you have... the choice, you have the options to do positive things, be a good person, and just have a good life.
Bro, that's basically my philosophy too on religion. That's why I said the same thing. We need to treat Earth like purgatory. Whatever, what you do here determines where you're going to spend the rest of your life. But,
and
you know, you can't expect somebody to be perfect either. They have to outweigh the good and the bad. There needs to be balance because if God gave us enough to give us the ability to have free will, to think, to this and that, of course, it might lead them to do things that might not be considered good. But at the end of the day, it's about how much good you did in the earth rather than the evil. And if the good outweighs the bad, then I don't see why you can't let that go to heaven.
That's the idea.
You want to drink to that?
I'll drink to that.
Hey, hold up.
That's the idea, bro.
You gotta be to being a good person.
To being a good person, though.
Fuck, dog. Take your ass a drink, my boy. Woo. Okay. I don't know why you even making that face. Not even that bad.
If you drink a lot like that, yeah.
I drink Bacardi, son. I fucked up. I got a little cut on my lip, and as soon as that shit, the Bacardi hit it, bro, it stang a little bit. I was like, ugh.
Well, you're good then, because you
disinfected it.
You instantly sterilized your wound. Bro, have you ever seen movies where fools are like all injured or shot?
Where fools gone wild, yeah.
And then they're like, oh fuck, like they're looking at their injury, and then some fool just comes with a
liquid. Oh yeah.
And then they either bite like their belt or a shirt, and they're going,
yeah, and they wrap that bitch. Movie physics math and shit, like movie physics medicine right there.
Movie physics, bro. One of the funniest movie physics is when it's like a whole like group of fools shooting at just one fool, and that fool has like two guns on his hand, and if it looks like he has unlimited bullets.
Oh yeah,
funny, bro.
Hell yeah. No, for me, one of the best ones that I saw recently was in the Black Widow movie, bro. A lot of those instances, bro. There was a moment where they were gonna literally just crash. And then all the bitch did was just put on her seatbelt, put on her sister's seatbelt, and then they had this huge crash downhill. Like car flipping, ta 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 ta, like crazy.
No mames,
bro. They walk out with a couple scratches.
No mames,
couple fucking scratches.
Bro, it's cause
the friend I was with, we both looked at each other and we're just like, you saw the same bullshit I did, right? Like, there's these people's fucking bones should be glass, broken glass right now.
They have superpowers, bro.
Not Black Widow.
Oh yeah, she doesn't. Just like Batman.
And her sister, they don't. They're just assassins.
Just like Batman.
They're still human, bro. There was a scene
just where like Iron Man don't have power.
There was a scene where she was getting cracked like fucking crazy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say cacked.
No, cracked. Cracked, dog. She was getting cracked like straight hit, and dude, no change to her face. It was only after she did like this final blow to herself where she smashed her face in in the desk because she needed to do that for a certain reason in the movie. I'm not gonna give it away.
She's bleeding and shit.
Yeah, like what? The blood barely starts to come. My mind was like, you know, if that was me, bro, if that was me by the fourth crack, bro, my nose probably would have been broken, stupid leaking. My shit would have been swollen. I would have had purple in my eyes, dog. Like, nah, fam. Grave ass hit, fool. Damn, fool, chill with that hit, though. You make it look like it's a dick in your mouth.
What the fuck?
Hey, got him. Got him. Damn, bro, it's going to be 10:30. We really started this bitch late, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck it, though.
I didn't even get a fucking hit. I was just hitting water, bro.
No, that was a hit?
It was small, though. It was a little cloudy. A junior cloud.
Well, go ahead and pack another one then, my boy. And then you can get greens on that one. Oh, my. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Damn, the milkman decided to come today.
Shit. Whoa. ¿Te gusta esa leche, mijo?
It's high in calcium and it's good for your bones.
Yes, sirski.
Yes, sirski.
Damn. But yeah, no, that was the crazy-ass bullshit physics that I saw. I was just like, bro, what the fuck's going on with these Marvel movies, bro? They're really not giving a fuck. Like, you know what I want to see one day? Or I want to make a movie with realistic, like, pain. I want to make as realistic of a fucking movie as I can, honestly. I want to make a movie where, like, yeah, if a motherfucker only got two clips, after 14 rounds, that motherfucker, he's out of bullets.
Clips. Full clip, like Gangster says. Hey, have you seen Suicide Squad?
No, I'm actually going to see it tomorrow, actually, with my friend. I heard it's Liddy. Is it Liddy?
It's Liddy.
Is Liddy, my boy? I could technically watch it now because I got Max, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to save it for that.
I saw it on Max.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bro, that's just Liddy, bro. Trust.
On a scale from 1 to 10, what would you give it?
A solid 8.5.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit. I need to see the Jeremy Johns review first, though. You ever heard of Jeremy Johns?
No. Who is that?
He's some fool on YouTube. I'm going to keep it a stack, bro. The best movie reviewer on YouTube I've ever seen, in my opinion, because he honestly gives a legit review about things. Like, he might be like, listen, this movie might not be fucking Shakespeare, but it's a good time still.
Yeah, that's important, bro, because like, I'm not gonna lie, there's been a lot of times where someone's hyping up like a show, or like for example, Inception. how badly that shit was how badly that shit was hyped up, bro.
I fucks with Inception.
It was
I mean, granted, it was long. You did have to really pay attention on my ADHD ass had a hard time. I had to watch it like 3 times to fully grasp the story.
Yeah, bro.
Like, and even then, I was still confused. I was like, wait. That's how I was with this latest movie, Christopher Nolan's latest movie. I forgot what it's... Tenet?
I think it was, no?
Yeah, Tenet.
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
I saw it once. I'm not going to lie. I knocked out midway. I feel bad, too. Because I knocked out...
Christopher Nolan's sick, bro.
But... He is sick, but I'm not going to lie. Some of his movies be having too much explanation. Like, Interstellar was great, but man.
Bro, I don't understand that movie, bro. This,
exactly. He tries to have so much Christopher Nolan mindfuck element. It's like, bro, only if Christopher Nolan could be like, yo, movie where fucking bullets come at you backwards and shit or some shit like in reverse time or like something like that. Or like
Wanted where you got to curve them.
Actually, I'm not going to lie. Wanted is a very underrated movie. It's stupid. The physics.
The stupidest fucking, like...
And you know what's crazy? And Loki had a stacked roster in terms of actors.
I know.
It had fucking Morgan Freeman, Angelina Jolie.
The OG.
Fucking that one dude that played Professor X in all the X-Men movies recently. He also played that dude in Split, remember? Oh, yeah. The multiple personality.
What's his name?
I forgot. Something, I think it starts with, last name starts with an M, but I'm sorry if I don't remember the name. Yeah, we off the weed and the alcohol.
Yeah.
Fucking with that liquor and that bud.
Where is the bud?
We looking for the bud.
For the booty.
Kulo hunt?
No. For treasure, bro. Oh, the booty?
This fool. You want for another swig?
I'm down.
Yeah. But anyways, that fool that played Professor X and fucking Chris Pratt, the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
he's the dude that pipes the wife, remember?
Yeah.
He's the one that gets cracked with the keyboard.
Keyboard,
my boy. Cheers to getting cracked with a keyboard.
Bro, I... Ay, no mames, güey. Tómate algo, güey. Yes. Thirsty.
Pull to the party. Smell like Bacardi.
Pull up to the party.
Smell like Bacardi in this bitch.
Out now.
Use a fiend. Anyways, going back to it. But yeah, Wanted was a sick ass movie.
Oh, fuck.
And we too geeked off the sauce, fam. Too geeked off the sauce. Yes,
and not any kind of sauce, bro. But that perp. The
Cali Dank?
The THC syrup.
Oh.
Bro, have you ever had THC syrup?
Dude, are you kidding me, dude? Okay, I remember. Let me tell you about the story. When I had the syrup, my boy. So, two incidences. So, yeah, I bought that because I got curious. Bro, I got the fucking, the 1 gram one, right?
Yeah. What brand was it? There's one called
Slacktivist. I know there's one called Slacktivist.
I know there's one called Cannabis.
Cannabis syrup. Yeah,
bro, that shit is sick, bro.
Bro, so I bought it for me and my ex at the time. It was my girl at the time. XOXO. Gossip Girl.
XO. Oh, bro, me and this one girl were watching that show right now, bro.
Bro, that one on HBO Max. Basura, dog.
Bro,
basura.
The first like 2 seasons, yeah, they're like
it's so for Gen Z, my boy. It's like the fuck is going on? They can talk about oh my god, you slipped.
Hey, Chuck Bass though.
Hey,
that fool, bro. That fool is like, yeah, like they portray him as a piece of shit and everything, you know. But that fool,
compared everybody else,
that fool's a sick ass fool though.
He's a sick piece of shit,
bro. That fool is a young bro in charge of an empire, bro. And you saw how that his uncle tried playing him, remember? How he set him up.
Well, you talking about the original or the remake?
The original, the 2007.
Oh, never mind. The original was a banger, but yeah. I'm not talking about the shitty HBO Max remake.
No, the one that's like the one that was aired in 2007.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Compared to that one, fucking masterpiece.
Yeah, but I've heard of the remake, but I haven't seen it though.
It's basura. Literally, it's made for Gen Zers, bro.
Oh.
They talk about selfies, Instagrams, what like all that type of shit. He's like, dude, Twitter's like fucking Facebook's dead. You need to be on Instagram or Twitter if you want. Bro.
Facebook still slabs, bro.
Facebook does still slab. That's why I mainly post my fucking libertarian shit to get the pot stirred up.
Bro,
nothing like a good Facebook political argument. To remind y'all crazy and stupid some people are in the world.
I may sound stupid and shit, dumb. I may even sound dumb, bro. But for me, Facebook is a really good news source, bro.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
I don't be following your stupid shit. Like,
don't let Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, here we go again. I don't follow this fucking this and this. I follow the real news.
No. I don't be fucking with corporate shit, bro. That corporate media.
I get that indie media, bro. That jungle media.
Like if I've noticed it throughout the years, bro, they always report like on the exact same thing, bro. Like all news outlets. Like, why shouldn't you be diverse and report on something else that is not in the nation, you know? Like international news.
So going back to the cannabis syrup.
Damn, bro.
So I got the cannabis syrup for me and my girl at the time because we were supposed to go see our homie go play, which, by the way, is playing this Friday, August 13th. Lydia and Arrow, pull up. Follow the lad at LydiaandArrow.com. Dank ass fucking. Well, not LydiaandArrow.com, but at Lydia and Arrow. Dope ass groove. Shout out the boy Jose. Have him on the show back again soon. Hopefully with the boys.
What genre is it?
Yeah, alternative. Well, it's like indie rock, alternative. Like it's just rock, dude.
Is that the one where you shared a story a couple weeks ago?
No. That one was a different show that I went with my homie Marlon, who was the guest last week. Shout out the lad. But no, it's a different one. It's playing this weekend. This Friday.
Where
at the time of it's in East Los, I think. I'll send you the link if anything, fool.
Is it
if you follow at Lydian Arrow?
Love Hate Bar.
I don't know exactly.
There's a couple of spots in East Los that I know.
I don't think it's at a spot. I think it might be at somebody's crib, you know, old backyard show.
Ooh,
maybe.
Oh, shit, bro. You know,
it's the time of the season. But, yeah, so we want to go see. So we want.
Is there going to be a last tank, fool? Back up.
It's 2 for 5, fool. Back to 2 for 5. Hey, fill up my blues. Quit fucking playing.
Rona rise up the prices, bro. You know, it's not 5. It's $7 a pound now.
$7. You want 2 fat-ass globals? That's $5 each, homie.
2 fat-ass
globals. Nah, so going back to the story. So we pulled up to the concert. It was a backyard show. But see, look, so my stupid ass was like, listen. I got the blueberry flavor. I was like, it already tastes like blueberry. Might as well just not even get something to put it in because I don't want it to be too sweet. So I get, like, literally, I get fucking, I get mineral water. I put it in that bitch. I fucked up. And, dude, that shit started squirting all over the place. Like, it fizzed out.
I'm just
I was about to say. Yo, for those people that are listening right now, this man... Fucking Tony just pulled out the jar of wheat that I thought was the Cali Dank, and he just showed it to me. It was empty. Looked at me like, bro, we're out. And I'm like, what the fuck? We just started. But it shit fell, huh? You said it fell? Yeah. Anyways, so I get... Okay, going back to the story. I'm losing track. It's the ADHD mixed with the liquor and the bud. So we get to the concert, right? And then I go, I put it in, I fuck up, but fuck it. I put the rest of it in the thing. I chug some, she chugs some, but we kill the bottle before we go inside. Bro, that shit starts to take effect. Dog, when I tell you that me and her were faded, bro, she at one point, dead ass, went blind. Not like legit blind, but the high took over where she couldn't see. I sent her to go get us some like nachos or something to like sober us up or something. Yes, Sarsky.
Yes, Sarsky.
Yes, we got it. He got it. He lost it for a little bit, but he got it. So, bro, so we started getting faded. We're like, yo, let's try to get some food to sober us up. They were selling like little chucherias and shit. So I was like, here's some cash. We'll get us some nachos. So she stayed in line, but she got too faded. She forgot how to order shit. So she just dipped out the line. And then as she was dipping out, I saw her and she was just doing this. Putting her hand out. She was just putting her hand out, bro. She couldn't see. She was like, I couldn't see where anything was at. I just see lights and it's blurry and this and that. I was like,
she wears glasses?
No, she was just really, bro. We were just really faded because I poured the whole bottle in that fucking little thing of mineral, bro.
I've heard that shit happen to like a couple of fools, bro.
That's like 500 milligrams right there, bro.
Where you get so faded like on edibles or some Chevy shit like that. And yeah, your vision does get a little bit blurry.
So we were just like, listen, let's just hear this guy fucking play and let's dip. Because he's one of the ones that goes on kind of fast and early. So he played. After that, we dipped. I don't know how I drove, bro. I was so faded, bro. I don't know how the fuck my ass drove, but we were able to get ourselves some McDonald's. We got that. I took her home. I took myself home, bro. I woke up the next day still faded, bro. Stupid faded. Even she did, too. Like, I woke up, and I was just like, fuck, yo. I was like, I got to get ready for church because usually on Sundays we go to church and shit like that. So we did that. So
what
I just got
back. What happens at the booth at church, though?
But But so I just got like dressed fast and this and that. And my mom was like, "You're acting a bit weird," and I was like, "Oh, it's because I'm tired, you know, just waking up. We had a long night coming back from the show. We had a good time." And
es que no he dormido, mamá.
Yeah, you know, making us some bullshit excuse. I'm sorry, mama. I'm sorry, mama. I'm getting fucking greens.
Mi amigo me da mis vitaminas para el día. Your leafy greens, my boy. So the doctor can
call me Popeye the fucking sailor man.
So the doctor can say that you're healthy, you know? Wee wee.
I'm a healthy kid. I smoke broccoli. So anyway, so I go pick her up for church, and we both realize that, dude, we're still heavily faded. So we're like, "Do you want to just skip church?" And we're like, "Yeah." And then we go to, like, we go get Greek food. We go to Target and fuck around. We do a bunch of other shit. But point is, bro, the whole time we're doing it, bro, it just feels like a drag because we're still really faded. Like, we literally got faded to the point where it just got annoying. Like, it felt like a chore being that faded.
I love, bro. I fucking know. I've been there before.
I'm just like, bro, can we get sober, dog? And ever since then, she's never wanted to touch it. I touched it again because I'm a fiend, so.
Like, everything that you do.
I was just smart about it.
Like, you're just like, oh. You know, it's like going to the restroom or going to get something out of the fridge. Whatever the fuck you're trying to do, you know? You feel like you're just dragging yourself.
Yeah, dude. Like, we just wanted to nap. That's it, dude. But, yeah, that was my thing with Slacktivist. But then I got these other ones. Hold up. Give people a play-by-play of this hit I'm about to take real quick.
Ooh, you got my boy. So hit it. Perro. Like the whole glass was white. It wasn't transparent. He said he needed to clear it.
I need to make like the motherfucking paramedics before they put that electric shit on you and clear.
Boo.
You're not gonna hit that shit, my boy?
I'm gonna take a little break, my boy.
You gonna take a soju break, my boy?
A little soju break.
Hold it, riding the Chevy real quick. Let me ride it.
Riding in the Chevy. Yes, we also smoked that ink. Ay, puta madre.
And that was the last of the Bacardi. Still got a little bit of soju, but it's all right. Soju's not Bacardi. Ain't calling you pussy neither. Anyways, so second time I got something like that was I went to Stizzy. Shout out Stizzy.
Stizzy though. DTLA. Stizzy Nation.
DTLA. I got these little drops. It came in a little capsule, right? I don't know. So you just get a little baster. You get like you fill it up. You put some in there underneath your tongue.
Yeah, kind of like if you were doing acid, you know.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I did that. I put three in there because they told me like three. And I went for a hike. I didn't feel shit. But you then I realized. Dead ass. But then I realized maybe the hike kind of killed the high.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, fuck it.
So you took more.
No, I went home. What about my day? It got to nighttime. I took three. 30 minutes passed. I didn't feel shit. I took three more. Total six. I started sitting down one time, bro. I sit down one time. I look at the clock. Bro, I shit you not. I feel like it was going, like the little timer on the thing was going tick, tick, tick. I shit you not, bro. It just stopped.
What?
And everything around me, bro, just started moving. And then I was like, oh, yeah, you faded. You know, I was like, oh, faded. This is literally like, this is what I was thinking in my head. I was like, oh, you faded. Oh, you faded. Oh, shit. You faded, bro.
You were assessing it.
You know how faded I was? I got so faded, bro. I was literally at that point, and I'm sure some fucking people will know. I got so faded, bro. I took my ass to bed. I was like, I'm going to brush my teeth. Let me just take my ass to bed, period, because I can't do shit right now. And I ain't trying to do shit, and I ain't trying to get caught. Somebody fucking wakes up and tries to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. They see me geeking off of fucking six fucking goddamn drops of this shit, bro. I took full-ass basters. Just bro, faded like a motherfucker. Dude, I was in bed. I shit you not. The whole time I was in bed, I felt like I was, like, sleeping on the edge of a cliff. Every time I would turn right or turn left, I feel like I was going to go off a fucking cliff, bro.
And it's like that. It's like that. It's, heavy, like, it's a really, like, hard high, you know? Like,
it's those highs that when you really get into it, you're like, fuck. Like, you're like, you low-key can't picture getting out. Because usually when I'm faded, like, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm pretty faded.
Like, it feels forever.
I know exactly what the next move is. You get some food, you get some water, you rest up and stuff like that, too. I'm like, I got to a point where I was like, bro, I don't know how I'm going to fix this. And I don't know how long this is going to last. And, bro, this is like 10 or 11 at night, bro. I got to wake up at 6 in the fucking morning, bro. I'm still going to be faded by that time I wake up, bro. I was still faded.
Bro, low-key, like,
I was still faded.
That just sounds like irresponsible or, like, you know, oh, you know, he's a bad guy or this and this. But those days, bro, which are few, like when you wake up faded or you still wake up drunk from like the ratchetivities.
Oh, dude, I still, before, bro, I think, bro, I'd rather wake up more faded than they are. But low key, I feel like I'd rather wake up more faded than drunk. I really don't like waking up still drunk, bro. Because that would, to me, bro, it's like, nah, dude, I, like, I don't want to be like pedo at 6 in the morning, bro, or something like that. You feel me? Like, that's grave as fuck. I'd rather be faded than that.
I remember the first time that I took a bar Zanny.
Zanny.
Bro, I was working construction at the time. And my homie was like, oh, like, that shit, like, it hits you bad, but it only lasts, like, 12 hours, you know? I was like, oh, all right, cool. Like,
so did I tell you the first time I did Xanax, I took 5 in the same time?
Yeah, you told me that shit. Like, you're savage, like, bro.
No, dude, five, I'm not even trying to do that to flex, bars? Dog. I'm a fiend. I'm a fucking degenerate. Do not listen to me. Kids, don't do drugs. Kids, don't do drugs. Give them to us. We'll take them.
Don't do drugs, dude.
Just give them to us.
The Tony Talks podcast does not endorse drugs.
Just give them to us. I'm scared.
But like I was saying, like, dude, that shit was grave. Like, my homie was like, well, it only lasts like 12 hours, you know? Like, take it like in the afternoon so that you could go to sleep and you're feeding me, you know? And yeah, like, it hit me like around 9.
I did half a Xan, 15 hours till I land. Had me out like.
Baby girl, what you doing? What's your man? I just popped a Xan.
30,000 in Japan.
50,000 in Japan. But like I was saying, that shit, bro, like, it kicked in when I was trying to fall asleep, you know? And then I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna go to sleep, and then I'm not gonna wake up high. Bro, the next day, it was like full effect, bro.
Sheesh.
I woke up fucking slouching and shit. Could barely keep my balance. Like, I was fucked up, bro. You know?
God damn.
Like, my eyes were like stupid, stupid low, bro. Like, they almost looked closed. Like, if I was like,
chinito.
If I was asleep with my eyes open, bro. You know? That
damn.
Bad. And my manager sees me. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, ¿qué traes, wey? I was like, low key, bro. Like, I'm crudo as fuck. You know? I just told him that. Which wasn't true, bro. I was fucking barred the fuck out.
He was out the bar. Bro, I'm geeking.
And I go to my job site,
bro. I give him my face. I'm geeking.
I go to my job site where we're building this massive bathroom.
Yeah.
Bro, and
took a fat ass shit in it.
Bro, when my coworker came and everything, we were installing all our tools and shit. He was like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you, wey? He's like, you're drunk? I was like, no way. Like, I took a Xanax. He's like, no mames. And, like, I went to go drink water after that. And I took, like, I wanted to take a little break. You know, I laid down. Bro, I fucking fell asleep the whole shift, bro. The whole 8.
No!
Bro, the whole 8 hours, bro. Like, I knocked the fuck out. It was, like, 3 p.m. I woke up. And then I wake up and my coworker, like, that fool's like still installing tile and shit, and I was like, fuck, I'm a piece of shit, okay? Like, I feel like I'm in debt with this fool, you know?
Uh-huh.
And that fool's just shaking his head when he sees me. I was like, ¿qué pasó, wey? Like, like, what the fuck? I was like, what happened, wey?
Did you ever make it up to him?
Yeah, bro, fool, like, when you're working construction, bro, when you're working, like you're working independently, like, as a subcontractor, it's different, bro. It's not like, like a regular job where you clock in and shit and, like, you know, like, there's constant pressure that you gotta, you know, be, like, A1 or, like, obey or whatever the fuck you call it, you know? Like, this is more flexible. Like, obviously, you're the one doing the work, so there's more flexibility, like, if you fuck up or this and that or whatnot. Bro, there was times, bro, I'm not supposed to be saying this, but fuck it. There was times, bro, where we would finish early, like, at 11, 12. And we were our day was from 8 to 4. We would leave by 11:30, 12. Fuck this. By lunchtime, we were out of there, bro. Because we finished, you know. If your job is finished, why are you, why should you not get paid in full? And, you know, like, just, oh, because the boss said you have to stay until 4, you stay until 4. Like, what the fuck, you know? Like, we were that good, bro. We were finished and we'll just jam. You know, but that day, bro, when I woke up, he was like, fool, you're lucky. Fool, you're lucky that that we're homies and that the project manager that he usually comes from the company to check, like, obviously, like, they have to do it for insurance purposes, you know?
Of course.
He came to check the quality of work and everything. It was already 4, bro. It was an hour after I woke up. And he's like, he didn't come, fool, you're lucky, this and this.
Fuck, count your fucking lucky stars, bro, my
and
boy.
And then, like, around 3:30, we start packing up all our tools and everything. And when we were done, we were about to head out. That fool comes. I was already good, though, because that fool gave me a Perrier. It's clutch.
And then you knocked out for how long and shit?
Fucking 8 hours, bro. Like, literally the whole shift.
The rest of the Xanax, basically.
And then
what color was the Xanax? I feel like, bro, that fool gave you the yellow
bar. It was
bar.
A Hokey, bro.
Oh, green.
A green.
Green machine. Fuck.
It was the regular white one, bro. I'm not a pussy.
I took 5 of the whites. That's for my first time.
You're a savage for that, bro. Bro, one of my homies, his name is Johan. I don't think you've met him before. That fool was one of my closest homies, bro. He lives around the block from me. Bro, I've done a lot of crazy shit with this fool, bro. And I remember he told me, I think it was for his 20th or his 21st birthday. I can't really remember. But this fool went camping. And that fool got drunk. He took a lot of bars. He said that, like, he fucking, like, during the trip and shit, like, he would pass out, wake up, pass out.
No, you know what's funny? I remember I got grave. Fucked up one time, like, heavy.
Grave.
I got fucked up one time, grave, on Oxycontins, bro.
And Oxy's, you're sick.
And then, I literally was knocked out. But when I was knocking out, bro, dead ass, bro, for some reason, I just forgot how to breathe. So I was, bro, just like this. Like, literally, I was like this. Hold up. I was like...
That's funny, bro. It's cause
like dead ass, bro.
That's just grave, bro. Cause that kind of medication, like Oxy's, Valium, all those pain reliever, like the prescription ones, bro. That shit, like, obviously they're called pain relievers because your body's like certain feeling a certain way, you know. But if you take them just to fuck around, bro, like
no pain, no gain,
no motherfucking pain.
I was geeking some, but I low-key quit the opioids, thank God, because low-key, that's just not the vibe, dude. I literally just stay with my weed and my fucking, and my booze, and occasional hallucinogenics, you know, because those aren't that bad, you know.
Bro, those are...
Bro, we got to record, we still have to record a fucking episode on Sykes, my boy.
That's what I was saying, bro, like, that has to be, well, at least for me, that has to be a lifestyle where you do that once a month.
I'm with it. You know, we need to do this like in a secure area.
Sykes.
Like at a hotel room, and then after the fucking the podcast is done, we just Uber it, and we just go bar hopping on acid, bro.
That sounds sick, Loki.
Yeah, dude. Set it up, man. A Tale of Two Tonys, Psych Edition, to be uploaded
Psych
soon,
edition,
my boy. Elevation.
Revelation. Elevation. In the station.
My boy, how you feeling, my boy?
Alive Nation. I'm feeling fucking feeling.
Are you Crossfaders Barbados, my boy?
Crossfaders Barbados. Not Arnold Schwarzenegger, though.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick, though.
I'll be back.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you ever think that the boy Arnold did roids? Because people, that's the conspiracy right now. It's like people think that, like, Arnold did roids.
Look, bro.
He wasn't all natural.
Look, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say facts, whether you think they're facts or not. These are facts.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, obviously, the motherfucker is an 8-time Mr. Olympia.
Yes, Sersky.
He has, like, the most impressive weightlifting record out of anyone.
Yes, Sersky. You
know? Like, I'm sure, like, obviously, everyone knows that fool used to smoke. There's many videos of him. This was fucking, I'm ballsy. I'm not like you.
I stole my stogies where the fuck I want.
I don't gotta hide to smoke.
Yasarski.
You know, like that fool's a sick ass fool, you know?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure, although it wasn't probably every day, it was an addiction or whatnot, I'm pretty sure, you know, he shot his roids here and there. But I don't think he ever did it, like,
you heard it first on the Tony Talks podcast. Boy, Tony Galindo think that on a sports trigger, did steroids.
Nah, look, because there's a few athletes, bro. Some of us know him, some of us don't. Manny Ramirez, for one, a couple basketball players. Like, these are athletes that have been...
Hey, yo, Jose Canseco.
They haven't been part of any teams lately because of they've been suspended or kicked off for drug use, for steroid abuse, you know?
Let me tell you something right now, though. I'm going to keep it a total 100 stack. I'm going to politely have to disagree with you, my boy, because I'm going to keep it a total stack, bro. Think about it. This man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is, like, Austrian. Or something, I think. Yeah, he's Austrian. Austrian,
bro. Come on.
The man is Austrian, you know, from an area that has seen some shit historically, fam, you feel me? Whether it be World War II, post-World War II, Cold War era. Yep. Like, Austria has seen some shit as far back as fucking World War I, my boy.
Bro, a lot as of that as far back as World War I.
Bro, my boy Hitler was born in Austria, my boy. Yeah. Think about it. Austria gave us Hitler, but also Austria gave us Arnold Schwarzenegger. I feel
you're
like think about it. I feel like that was like Satan and Jesus Christ. I feel like Satan was Hitler, but Jesus Christ was Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because think about it. This man came to this country. This man came to this motherfucking country. This man came to this motherfucking country. Listen to me right here, right now. Pack another fucking bowl because we're about to drink that shit right now, too. Bro.
Yes, I will.
Listen. I'm going to tell you right now. Think about it. This man, born in fucking Austria. Austrian.
He's a fucking legend.
This man, Austrian is his first language. Bro, came to America, started lifting weights, was just like, listen, I'll just stay in my lane and know what I do best, and that's lift fucking weights.
Getting faded.
Became fucking Mr. Olympian, back to back, like he's on a fucking goddamn cover of Lethal Weapon. But then he was like, you know what? Fuck it. I already got the weight lifted. Let me be an actor. So he decided to be a fucking actor. And then he became one of the most iconic fucking actors of the 80s and 90s. He became an action blockbuster fucking star. And this man Castell has a fucking Austrian accent, my boy.
Bro, even though that fool hasn't made movies yet or nothing, or he's not governor of California anymore.
And then exactly. Then we fast forward. This man said, fuck it, I'm going to be the governor. And then he literally became governor of California.
He became governor. No. He was a Republican.
Bro, this man was a governor of a fucking state he can barely pronounce. He was like, California. I am the governor. I'm going to here to lower the property taxes and everything and bring back the rights.
I'm not entirely sure, but there was a law that he passed about cars that
it's called the Get to the Chopper ad.
Nah, I don't remember really well, but some guy was telling me a couple years back that he was really appreciated with Arnold Schwarzenegger being a governor because he passed a law about when you buy a car or when you sell a car or some shit like that, that I don't really remember what it was, but it benefited the person that was getting rid of the car, basically.
I guess, like, a bit of, like...
Oh, he did something, like, through the DMV, some shit.
Oh, I guess probably, like made it more easier for them to be able to do the transition when it comes to selling their cars, I guess.
Maybe. Because
think about it. A lot of the times... Yeah, it is. Fuck, so I feel DMV. Like you try to make it more easier for people just trying to sell their cars and shit like that. That's how I feel it, you know? But yeah, like, think about it, bro. He went from lifting weights to being a fucking, like, iconic, like, action blockbuster star, and then out of the blue said, fuck, I'm going to be the fucking governor. And then after that, went back to being more acting, and then also still fucking, you know, doing weightlifting in, like, when he was, what, 60, my boy? This guy's fucking crazy. I'm going to keep it a stack, bro. When that boy Arnold Schwarzenegger dies, bro, it's going to be a national fucking tragic, bro.
Bro, the war's not going to be the same, bro. If that fool dies. It's not.
It's literally, bro, because you know why?
The guy that prevented the world from ending in Judgment Day, if he dies, bro.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bro.
Shit's sounding loud as fuck. No, but dude, that's going to be crazy because think about it. That boy Arnold Schwarzenegger embodied the American dream. He came here not knowing the language, not having much, but this man made a fucking life for himself. Even though he fucked this weird-ass Kermit-looking maid.
You're a fucking sick ass. But it's just to say, bro, like, you know, anything that you put your mind to, anything that you want to do, bro, it doesn't matter where you come from, how you look like, You know, as long as you have the mindset, you're gonna get, and you're gonna do whatever you want to do, bro. Yes, or motherfucking no.
No, because yes, Ersky. Hey, let me ask you something. What? This might be 11 o'clock.
Was cracking.
After this, you want to get a couple tacos?
A couple tacos. Though. Soul Cats. A couple Soul Cats, you mean?
Shut the fuck.
That's tacos backwards, my boy.
I know you're faded, dog, but tampoco. I remember that one time, fool, you got me faded on top of a sick ass fucking view. And after that, we stopped by that one taco shop that was the fucking bomb, bro. Tell them about the experience while I hit this real quick.
Bro, that shit is sick, bro. Everywhere that I've lived, like in my life, even in the trenches, bro, like the legit trenches, for some reason, bro, like I've always had like good people around me. Like, who have made it feel like a community, you know, like, you know, the businesses and whatnot, like, you get familiar with them. Like, I've always really been, like, try to keep it cool with everyone in the community, you know? Like, be a good neighbor and shit. Because I don't know, bro, look, the reason I say this, bro, I've been thinking about this lately, bro, because...
I've been thinking about...
On my block, like, down the street...
That's a show.
Bro, there's a fucking house, bro. I fucking hate these motherfuckers, bro.
Why?
There's a fucking house down my block where, so my block, like, the ending of it, like, a good, I'd say, 200-300 feet, which is, it's a considerable amount of space, bro. Like, on both sides of the block, these motherfuckers double park all of their cars.
How many cars they own?
Bro, they have, like, 6 cars. Bro, you know what trips me out, bro?
They double park 6 cars?
Bro, you know what trips me out?
What?
That house is smaller than my house, bro. And I have a 1-bedroom house. That's just smaller. It's like half the size of it, bro. And these motherfuckers have 6 cars. They have a truck.
Do they got chunties fresh off the ball? How the fuck are they making cars in one
bro,
fucking
look,
spot?
Trip out, bro. When I used to have the Acura, that other 2-door sick ass piece of shit that ended up not fucking working.
R.I.P.
Bro, when I had barely gotten it, you know, fresh and everything, it was good. I parked it on one of the spots where they double parked because it was an old car, bro.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to double park my shit too. Next thing you know, bro, in the morning when I wake up to go to work, bro, my windshield in the middle is shattered, bro.
Get the fuck out.
And that ass, look, that ass, like, it didn't look like it got hit. It was like an accident. It didn't look like it was on purpose, bro. Like, bro, that shit, you could just tell, bro. I used to play baseball. That's how I'm able to tell. But, like, the impact, like, the fucking...
Orale, let's get a fucking play-by-play.
Bro, it looked like the fucking tip of a baseball bat, you know?
Damn. And then did you confront him on it or what?
And then I was always trying to look for that fool. Like, when he came from work or whatnot.
Yeah, I
knocked on his door a couple of times, bro. No cap. He never... No, I never got no response.
Because you know he ain't about that shit, bro. You know he'll fuck his shit up.
You know what I've been thinking about doing, bro? Like, lately? Like... I'm gonna try to come home from work early, and I'm gonna catch the slipping coming, and I'm gonna take his spot. Like
parking wars with your ass.
I park there, and then I see him coming, and he's going like inside his house.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna just go up to his Lexus, a brand new one, and go bah.
And just fuck his whole shit up, fam.
I'll smash it. Fuck his whole shit up. That fool didn't have to take it to a dealership.
We might need to
cut... His monthly payment is going to get higher, probably, because they think that he's a responsible piece of shit.
There is a chance that this might or might not get cut, because low-key, it's a good plan, but also we don't want to give it away so easily. But you know what? I just realized by the time this comes out, you'll probably we already have done that shit. We don't know.
Nah.
We don't know.
We're pleading the fifth. Shit,
we're pleading the fifth. Yeah, you're talking shit because you're faded.
Faded, bro.
What's up? You going to keep hitting it? What's up?
My boy. That's what she said. Are you going to keep hitting it? Or are you just going to get soft?
Speaking of hitting it, bro, I want to talk to you about something that just happened to me recently.
Hitting it.
No, relax.
It was something stupid, but okay, I want to get into it because I want to see if you got the same experience, bro. I wasted a nut. I wasted a jack-off session,
You
bro.
Wasted a nut?
I saw some trash porn.
That's happened to me, bro.
I've watched some trash porn, and I wasted a good nut, broski. I wasted a fire nut.
Like,
I didn't like that.
Like, when you nutted, you were like, no, don't.
No, you know what happened? So let me explain to you what happened while you pack another bowl, okay? So what happened was, so I was like, fuck it. I'm tired. I'm trying to sleep. So usually something that helps me sleep is like, shmeet my meat right quick, get a little nut buzz, and then
shmeet my meat. Beat it like it owes you motherfucking cash.
Beat it like it's a hit for like Michael Jackson, you feel me? Beat it.
No,
beat it.
I want some beat it.
And the man saying solo.
Just me.
Beat it. But anyways. So I was like, fuck it, let me go ahead and beat it right quick and then, you know, go to bed. So I go, I find this one porn, I see this one porn from this one chick, it's some skinny white girl getting bent over, and that's one of my kinks, so I'm like, fuck it, I'm with it.
Akira, though.
Hey, that's Akira. But no, I decided to see a white girl get bent, you know? And I should have seen the red flags, bro, because the broad in the video was only naked from the waist down. She kept her top on, but everything else was open. And I was like, fuck. But low-key, she was taking dick good. So I was like, fuck it. Let me go see more of this porn star. She was she was amateur. So I was like, fuck
amateur.
It. I was like, fuck it. Let me explore out of my... Because I have my usuals, but I said, fuck it.
Usuals.
Yeah, you know, everybody has their usuals. Their categories, their porn stars.
Ebony,
but you know... Oh, this man said, Jungle Boogie. Quentin Tarantino soundtracks. But anyways, so I was like,
Ebonics.
Fuck it. I decided to get out of my usual routine, so I was like, fuck it, let me check out this bra, because it looks like she does amateur shit, but, you know, I like me seeing a skinny white girl get bent over and fucking twisted like a pretzel. So she does another
like
scene.
Chocolate.
Does another scene
pretzel.
With her friend. Her friend, dead ass, bro. I'll get to the friend in a minute, but then I realized why she kept her motherfucking top on.
Why?
She took off her shit. She was getting fucked, like... And it was all just focused on her ass, and I was like, all right, cool. Then it goes around to her titties, bro.
There's shit on the dick.
No, bro. She has a flat chest, right?
Okay.
It's all right. Skinny white girls have flat chests. It's okay. It happens. You know, that's the hand that God dealt you. But
what the fuck,
that ass, that's the hand that God dealt you. I mean, at the end of the fucking day, it is what it is.
You gotta, instead of getting two, you just got one pair.
That's the hand that God dealt you, you feel me? But listen,
holy
most of the time,
shit,
bro, if that's the case, girls are just live and let die, like a Paul McCartney song. Just live and let die. But no, this broad, for some fucking reason, bro, I guess she didn't like the fact that she had a flat chest. So you know what she did?
She basically
from... Like, from her from like the middle of her abdominal upwards, from like the top of her neck, so all of her chest, her tits, were tattooed over. Basically, she made a crop top of tattoos to cover her flat chest. But you would think, okay, did she get some really crazy, nice, wicked design? No, bro. Her shit looks like, bro, I shit you not, bro. It looks like somebody gave an acid tab to a toddler and said, here, go finger paint. Dead ass. It, like, all these other colors.
So crackhead tattoos.
Bro, it looked like that shit was, yeah, dude. That shit looked, no.
She had
it,
face
no,
tattoos.
It was one of those, like, hippie, like, meth hippie tattoos that, like, are supposed to mean something, but it looks fugly and it just has a bunch of colors.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, it looked like a fucking mess. It looked like a fucking toddler on acid did that shit, bro. It looked like.
Should I turn on the AC? Yeah,
go for it.
It's hot as fuck.
A little bit. Don't too much, because then it'll get picked up on the mic. But bro, her shit looked like it was sponsored by Crayola. It looked like a fucking coloring book, dude. And then that's when I realized, I was like, ah, dude, now I see why you only were focused on your fucking ass and shit like that, dude. Like, you have this whole fucking goddamn fucking whatchamacallit, fucking like crop top of fucking tattoos that look fugly as fuck. No wonder you did porn, dude. I don't want to be fucked up. I'm just like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. At no point did you ever think, you know what, maybe this might not be the move and shit, you know?
You're a sick ass fool.
Like, it looked bad, dude. It looked bad. Awful. But listen, that was just me. I wasted a good nut on that video.
Damn.
What about you, though? You said
bro,
you
look,
the same.
I'm a I'm gonna be straight up 100 with you. You know how I've told you before that when girls get like deep throated, like grave, like throated. That shit gives me anxiety.
Yeah,
bro. I seen this video once, bro. Who was a porn star?
A lot of girls.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Adriana Chechnik. I don't know.
I think I know who that is.
I think it was her, if I'm not mistaken. Well, girl, this bro was getting fucking... She was getting throat fucked, like...
Throated.
Like grave. Throated, my boy. You know, sick with it. Fucking fluid coming out of her, the corners of her mouth.
Oh, shit, my know? God.
Like, bad, bro. Like,
Jesus Christ.
She just,
it's a
brutal beating, my boy.
Throated.
You know, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like I'm kind of anxious, but I'm like, wait, like, there has to be something other than this, you know? And then this was just, like, with all, like, the baba and shit, like, it's like all bubbled up when he pulls it out. Like that fool just sticks it in her ass, like just like nothing. We're sick with it, you know.
He sick, starts we're like sick with it.
He just starts pounding her, bro. You could just hear like, like grave, you know. And then this fool, bro, he decides to grab her by her hair, bro. Listen, bro, he grabs her by her hair, and he pulls her out of bed, and she's like crawling, like out of bed on her on fours. And he drags her to the restroom. He opens the toilet, and he
puts her
face in the toilet, bro. And with his foot, he presses down on her neck, bro. And she's just like she just in the toilet water, bro. What, like what else? And I'm like, no. Like as soon as I saw that, bro, like right when I saw her face go in there, I was like, nah, fuck this, and I ended that porn, bro. And like when, like at the time where she was like getting fucking pulled out of the bed and shit, like I was coming, bro. But then when I was like, wait, where's this going, bro? Like what the fuck? I was like, oh no, bro. Like I regretted that shit, bro. I was like, nah, that's not okay, you know.
Bruh.
That's a new anxiety that's been unlocked, bro. Bruh. When you're getting face fucked and you get ass fucked, and then that fool's just like, fuck you, I'm gonna just go drown you in
and
the toilet.
And it gives you a fucking, what's that shit called?
A buzz.
What's that shit was called back in the day in school?
Blue balls?
No. You get your fucking head stuck in the toilet.
Oh,
swirly! It's a swirly.
I thought swirlies were where you lick, where you lick your finger.
That's a wet willy.
Oh yeah, wet willy. Oh my
Broski.
God, a swirly,
what
bro.
What the fuck? What the bro?
Bro, this bitch got
I'm
a swirly.
I'm talking about a bitch that got Crayola titties. That got like a fucking drawing on her.
Crayola
shit.
Titties.
You're talking about a whole ass broth that had her.
You're
shit.
You're a savage. Bro,
you're talking
she,
about a broth that got a fucking swirly.
She looks like a clipboard, and you know how it's like pointy at the top. You open it.
The disrespect. Hey,
bro, there. I gotta chill, bro. It's comedy, but there.
No, it's okay. Pack another bowl, fool. Come on. We need to smoke.
Another bowl. All
right. Goddamn. But yeah, I wasted my nut on that video, bro. It's a shame. But it's all right. I realize you gotta stick to my usuals, dog.
I feel like it's worse, bro. Like, if you waste your nut on that, like, I don't know if everyone's gone through this, bro, but I'm sure it's happened to a lot of people where you waste your nut, you're like, oh, fuck, I regret it. Or what's worse, like, or if you get blue balls, like, you're trying to hit off with your...
The regret is way better because you still had sex either way. Blue balls, you got to jack off, and then when you do, it's going to be a hot fucking mess. I remember the first time I jacked off with blue balls, bro, I did not know it was going to be that fucking filthy. And you had a whole ass roll of fucking bounty, bro. I was like, nah, fam.
Whole ass roll of bounty. The quicker picker upper.
Nah, fam. Like, dead ass. Woo! Not the move, my boy. Was not the move. I was like, bro. Nah, fuck that. If she gonna give me blue balls, I'm like, I'm Gucci, baby. Nah, I don't need that right now. Either you need to empty the nut tank, or I gotta find somebody
gotta
else to
empty
fill the position.
The 91 premium gas.
76, my boy.
76. Nah, Chevron. Chevron with Tecron.
Release the 76 by doing a 69. You feel me? Just suck me off and make sure I get my shit out.
Chevron with Tecron.
Chevron.
Ustedes en endulzando la leche, and it's someone pouring sugar and coffee, and then yo endulzando la leche, and it's a picture of a pineapple, my boy. You don't get it?
Yes. Saca la bolsita, mijo. He's about to hit that shit right now. Oh, wait, you still packing it? Oh, shit. Oh, I mean, we're almost. Oh, shit, we're literally about to hit the 1 hour mark, my boy. Shit, we did it. We actually made an entire whole fucking episode, bro. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, I didn't think it was going to be possible. But you know what? Anything is possible with popsicles. Ooh. Tell me you don't remember them popsicles, my
bro,
boy.
Bro, those push pops, though.
Yo, no. I'm going to keep it right now. I'll stack. I'm going to keep it a stack right now. What's that one? It was green. It's a cup. Little bolitas. The little green bolitas.
Shots,
my boy. Shots. That's the original shot. That's the original shot.
Bro, like 3 weeks ago, the ice cream truck was passing it, and I got that shit, bro. It took me back, bro. It's been I ate that shit like 3 weeks ago, bro. Little shots. And you eat them.
Follow the podcast. It's like frozen shots.
And you. Like, it kind of gives you a little, like, Pop Rocks feeling, you know? But not like that. Like
that or Dippin' Dots, but we were from the hood, dots. Bro. We didn't have the Dippin' Dots, though. Shots. And then they had the non-sour Klondikes. One. It was, like, all colored and shit.
Snowstorm.
Snowstorm was the cookies and cream.
Bro, I fuck with that. Ooh, shit, bro.
No. My boy, let me take you back.
Little cuppies.
No. My boy. Right now, I'm about to take you stupid back. Stupid. What about them UFOs, my boy? The UFOs.
Bro, the UFOs.
Bro, the fucking sandwich. Dude, for those people that don't know, a UFO is literally like ice cream inside of a shell that is cookie, but on the but then covered in a shell of chocolate, my boy.
Fucking fire.
So it's a shell of chocolate, a shell of cookie, and then ice cream, bro. You bite it. I'm not gonna lie. Oh. You need a little patience because that shit was harder than the motherfucker. So you have to leave it outside for a little bit. Yeah. Let it melt
like
a little bit.
It feels like a little jawbreaker.
Yeah, a little bit. But bro, once you were able to get that chewy part melted enough to get it chewy, bro, forget about it. It was the snowstorm. Or if I was feeling hella Mexican, I'd get the motherfucking Lucas Pops.
Bro, frozen gancitos, though, bro.
Oh, frozen gancitos. That's a staple for LMNG, so you know we got the frozen gancitos. But the Lucas Pops would fucking smack. But then sometimes you would low-key just need the low-key paletas. Be like, let me get a paleta de coco, paleta de limón.
The chamoy one. The chamoy chili one?
Yeah. No, but for me, though, it was chicle. Chicle was
You can't go wrong with the lemon paleta, too, bro. The green one, the lemon one.
Yo, low-key, fuck food. You want to get ice cream after this real quick?
Bro, I'm down.
Yo, low-key. All this talk about ice cream got me fucking
ice cream. Use cream? Ice cream.
No, low-key. and I miss that. I feel like I miss my fat ass days because I feel like I'm so healthy. Oh, not healthy like that. But like, I definitely cut off a lot of shit. But one of the things I cut off, bro, was a lot of the ice cream shit, bro. I used to be on that shit with the nachos, the chili cheese Fritos. But then when it comes to ice cream, my boy. But when it comes to ice creams, my boy. I had the motherfucking chili cheese Fritos. I had the fucking nachos, the whole shebang. But the ice cream part, though, the root beer floats, the Papa Flips.
You would get yourself like some little fireworks, too, that they sold, huh?
Hell yeah. I get my little poppers. Papa Flip. I get my little fucking.
Papa. Hey, a mama flip.
A mama flip.
A milk flip.
Nah, for me, it'd be that, or it'd be the motherfucking root beer floats, or it'd be the banana splitties, though.
I like floats, but that's not root beer. I'm for.
Well, you get
beer.
Singles or doubles? The cones.
Doubles, my boy.
I get singles, but you know what I do to amp it
up? I like getting doubles because it reminds me of I'm licking titties, bro.
This food, goddamn. There's some close ass titties, though.
Cold ass titties.
And they're close together.
And they're white because it's vanilla.
Oh, shit. No, but.
Oh, if I wanted to.
No, I get the single,
but
you know what I do with the single, though? I told him to give me the worst. Like, give me the single, but dip it in chocolate and cover it in nuts. Pause.
Nuts.
Pause.
cracked nuts.
But those shit used to slap. Peanuts. That, the crunch bars used to slap. Ice cream sandwiches, the ones that had the Neapolitan, the fucking chocolate, white
and Neapolitan, the big sandwich.
Bro, bro, those fucking, and the drumsticks too. The drumsticks?
Oh, yeah, the drumsticks. The strawberry drumstick.
Dude, no. No. The strawberry crunch bar, my boy.
Never tried it.
Really? Nope. Fuck, bro.
You know which one?
If you can find it right now at a store when we get
there. Bro, you know which one I didn't try either? I tried the Jolly Rancher, the watermelon cup. You know which one? But I didn't try the tear jerkers.
I didn't try it.
I haven't tried it yet, bro. Because low key, my brother got it once, and I seen that fool struggling with it. Like,
and
it
then was the hard bomb ice. Pops too and shit.
The bomb pops are fire. The watermelon was my shit. I like sucking the seeds out of the straw. You're like,
Sheesh.
That was loud as fuck.
That was. No, fucking. I think that's it in terms of like nostalgic ice cream. No, you know what used to go hard, bro? Those WWE ice creams that the cookies in the front with the chocolate in the
bro,
back.
Bro, the stone cold fucking ice cream, though. Stone cold.
That's a throwback, you my boy. That's a throwback.
Bro, did you ever had the Mr. O's by Booker T?
No.
Bro, that shit. Fire.
Damn.
The X Generation was the best fucking era of wrestling. Don't at me, though.
It was. Deadass.
The X Generation.
Well, we need to degenerate this episode because we got the 1 hour mark.
Degenerated.
So we about to end it right here, right now, ladies and gentlemen, because we really feeling it. We've got to smoke a couple of bullies, see where the night takes us, but.
Really feeling
it. I want to give a big thank you, of course, to my unofficial but official guest co-host, Taylor Two Tonys, of course, as always, my boy, Tony Galindo. You can follow the boy at what?
Psychedelic_junkie666.
And you can follow myself at Tony Talks on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, all this information will be available in the description of this podcast. We want to thank you once again for joining us for another installment of your favorite podcast. Maybe, I don't know, but we'll see after this episode. But my name is Tony with
Tony.
Reminding you, stay beautiful and shaka la bolsita.
Responsibly, though.
My boy. Bye.